This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. I'm so delighted to have you listening today here on our homeschool special program. I've known my special guests that are here with me today from Oklahoma City for many years. In fact, I performed their wedding 37 years ago. Both of them taught in the Christian school I started in 1981 in Oklahoma City, called Middale Christian School, which is now called Destiny Christian School. Charlie Barton later served on my pastoral staff at First Assembly of God in Dale City, as well as an elder there. And it's my privilege to welcome them today. Speaking of Charlie, he was born in Mobile, Alabama, raised in New Orleans, and he graduated from East Jefferson High School there, then attended the University of New Orleans in engineering. He became a Christian at the age of 20. He then attended Christ for the Nations Institute and transferred to Southwestern Assemblies of God University, where he met his wife, Debbie. After graduation, he and Debbie moved to Dale City, Oklahoma, where he worked on staff with Dale Gentry, taught at Destiny Christian School. He's been employed by Crossroads Church in Oklahoma City. He's been on the faculty there for 19 years. He and Debbie have 8 children and have homeschooled all of them, from kindergarten through high school, graduating their last child this year. And Debbie, who is also on with us today, was born and raised in Oklahoma City. She attended Southwestern Assemblies of God College, earned degrees in education and Christian education. She taught for 3 years in the Christian school that I founded there before the arrival of her children. She and Charlie have been married 37 years, have 8 children, and 8 grandchildren. She supports Charlie's ministries in Sunday school, kindergarten boys on Wednesday evenings, and hosting a weekly small group in their home. With the help of Charlie and the children, she's managed a small home business called Sunrise Whole Grains, which involves selling equipment and supplies and training others to prepare nutritious home-baked goods. And Father, we pray that you'll bless our time together in Jesus' name. And Charlie and Debbie Barton, I want to welcome you guys to BPN Radio.
Thank you, Pastor Dale.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, I love you guys. And Debbie, I've known you for a long, long time. A long, 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 long time. And Charlie, I've known you for a long, long time. And I sure love you guys. You all have a special place in Gene and I's heart. And your first daughter, her name is Hannah Jean. And so whether you named her after Jean or not, she will always claim that. But it's good to have you guys on today and talking about homeschooling. You know, homeschooling is so near and dear to my heart. My son now, Rick, which you guys have known for a long time, Rick and my daughter-in-law Ruth, who also works with me here, they've been involved in homeschooling now for several years, and they oversee the South Austin Warriors, which is an athletic program for homeschool students, and they've been working this for the past 3 years. And so we have a lot of homeschool friends in Austin, Texas, as well. Tell the listening audience today. And before I say that, I'm going to give the listening audience an opportunity maybe to call in if we have time and ask you a question or two concerning homeschooling, because you guys have been at it all of these years, and all of your children have been homeschooled, all of your 8 children. And I'll give people an opportunity to call in if time permits. And the number you'll call is 979. This is our studio number, 979-596-0195. 979-596-0195. Well, tell me how you guys got involved in homeschooling.
It was in when our daughter was two, we had heard about the homeschool movement, which at that time was not very, very popular or very big at all. That was in about 1984. Our daughter was two, and we were interested in getting her started, even at two. So we applied to a certain group, thinking, okay, they won't accept us because that group was in infancy. But hopefully, if we keep applying every year, they will accept us. But they accepted us the first year. Our reason for getting into homeschooling, I think, and there are a lot of reasons people homeschooling school, but for us, it was that we felt that's what God wanted us to do at that time. And there are a lot of real good reasons to homeschool, but for us, that's just what we felt God wanted us to do. And so we got started there in about 1984.
Okay.
I might add, you know, we just wanted, like so many parents, to, from the very beginning days of our children's lives, for them to know Jesus and to understand the basic principles of his word so that their lives would be the best they could be, that they wouldn't have to go into sin, that they would be able to be healthy and strong and productive for God's kingdom. And also, of course, to have them in our home, knowing that Deuteronomy 6 teaches us that the parents have the ultimate responsibility for their children, for their training, for every aspect of their lives. And if we're going to delegate that responsibility out, we want to be very cautious where we delegate it. And so we just felt like, at least at that beginning, we did not at that point see homeschooling them through high school. It was just one day at a time, and we just wanted to begin. And so that was kind of our vision. We had never heard of homeschooling. My experience, and I think Charlie's too, in public school had been good. We hadn't, you know, seen terrible things. But back in the early 80s, there were beginning to be some difficulties in the schools. And so we just began to pray and felt like maybe this is an alternative that the Lord would have us to pursue.
And how many years now have you guys been homeschooling? How many years?
Yeah, we actually homeschooled for 32 years because we started, you know, when our oldest child was only 2 years old. And so, you know, in the early days, it was just scripture memorization, lots of games, lots of hands-on activities. You know, and we did, of course, numbers and letters and all those things, but it was mostly fun because, and also we had a baby that first year we homeschooled. So it was very elementary, but it was so exciting. The curriculum we used took one verse of scripture and it was from Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. From each verse, we would teach the child about language, about math, about science, about history, even about medicine and law sometimes in a very elementary way. But it was exciting that they were getting scriptural concepts.
I'm amazed. 32 years of homeschooling. Probably some people that's listening today, their mind is being boggled right now. So you guys started out when your oldest daughter now was 2 years old. You've been going for 32 years in homeschooling with 8 children. What has been the results of your homeschooling with your 8 children? Can you give us some results of your homeschooling these past 32 years?
I think I'd have to say that God has done miraculous results, things that we know we didn't have to give them. Our children acquired because God stepped in. With the oldest child, very frequently, you know, Pastor Dale, you often would tell us to pray for divine appointments and divine
connections.
Yes, and we did pray that prayer many times and saw God do that. One of our next-door neighbors in the early days was a public school teacher, and she took such a liking to our oldest daughter, Hannah, and she was always giving her ideas and suggestions and kind of tutoring her many different things. And just as each child came along, different people, different things would come about. So the oldest daughter ended up going to Oral Roberts University and graduated with a degree in missions and also political science. Early on, they say homeschool families tend to be more politically active maybe than just the general populace. But we were very concerned about who were in our public offices and if they stood for our values. Mm-hmm. And so we got our children involved. We went to the state capitol and spoke with our senator and representative, became friends with them, and they allowed our children to page for them. And I think in that paging process, the Lord stirred Hannah's heart to be interested in politics, and she ultimately worked for our congresswoman here in the state of Oklahoma, who has later actually become our governor, and she served her in Washington, D.C. She's gone on to marry an Army man who served our country very faithfully, even in special forces, and right now they're in the nation of Scotland. They've been in Germany, they have four children of their own. And then Benjamin has a degree in petroleum engineering, and he works for the Bureau of Land Management. And also, he works in our church with the boys ministry on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel is a gymnast, and he works out at Stanford University in California. Just a phenomenal gymnast and musician. And all of that, again, happened because God opened doors where an individual in our church here at Crossroads came to him one day and said, God has laid it on my heart to get you involved in gymnastics. And this lady who was the one who opened Victory Gymnastics here in Oklahoma City made it all happen. But God, she said for years, God had given her a heart for Nathaniel. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a huge blessing. And his region of opportunity has enlarged there in California, where he's able to minister to multicultural people. He has students from all over the world. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan went to Southwestern in Waxahachie, Texas, married a beautiful young lady, and they now have three young boys and are expecting their fourth one. Jonathan has gone to work for Southwest Airlines, where God, again, has just blessed him amazingly, provided his needs, and his wife is so committed to their family. Stephen is an engineer at the Devon Tower here in Oklahoma City and is serving there with all of his might. He's very gifted with his mind and his hands and his technology, a lot like Charlie. I guess I should mention, in homeschooling, you're so blessed to be able to do a lot of hands-on things. And we had eight children in 16 years, that means a lot of interruptions to our school days and a lot of working around interruptions that happen. And teaching the children just the basic facts of life as far as, you know, well, helping them to establish the habits of chores, and if somebody comes to the door, how to answer, and things like Charlie was so diligent and patient to teach the boys the very simple things about how to do home repairs, how to do auto repairs, how to work in the yard, and they all have incredible, and I know I'm the mom, but they really have great work ethics, and we're proud of the people that our children have become, but we thank God, because we know it's not us, but God has done an amazing work in their lives. And then Hope is, we only have the two daughters of the eight, and she works for our Tinker Credit Union she's basically a loan officer, and just went there at a young age, but they promoted her, and she does a wonderful work there. She's married and has our one grandson and is expecting another baby in about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Then Micah went to Bible college, but due to the incredible cost of that, he joined the Army. And at this time, he is actually located in South Korea. He's a medic. Hmm. He told us he's been able to help to save the first person's life. And I feel like God is using him as a missionary there, you know, with the Army, but for God's kingdom, too. And Jeremy, our youngest, who just graduated in May, is wanting to become an engineer. And so he's got a full-time job, and he's attending the community college there and helping us at home. And so that's kind of where the children all are at this time.
Wow, that's amazing report that all eight of your children who've been homeschooled were able to graduate and go into college. You know, there are some educators that say, you know, if you homeschool your children, they're not going to be able to go to college. They're going to be behind. They're not going to be able to get degrees. They're not going to be able to go to a credible school, but that's all false, isn't it?
They all scored exceptionally well on their ACT. Hannah was about a 32 or so, Ben in the same area, and they've done well on that, and they've all been accepted to colleges. Hannah to ORU, Ben Air Force Academy, and then Tulsa University, and then all of them, you know, to different schools. But there was never a problem with them getting into college.
Wow. Of course,
you understand that universities have some concern about the parents. They have no way of knowing, you know, what does an A mean to this parent, and what does an A mean to another parent. Mm-hmm. And so they do judge lightly our personal transcripts, but they do accept the scores for the ACTs and SATs. Mm-hmm. And so we tried to prepare our children and make sure that they all took those. And that does help. I do believe for those who are interested in homeschooling, there are so many resources today that were not available when we first started, mm-hmm. but probably every state has homeschool groups that you can find easily online that offer amazing resources. Here in Oklahoma, we have a very strong group in Oklahoma City that offers, you know, a long time ago, I attended a session on how to do transcripts. Mm-hmm. And I've kept that information and used it with all of the children. And I have never had one not accepted.
Wow.
And it's been, you know, there's a lot of good help out there.
Mm-hmm. You know,
had the children tested. What is that SAT? What is?
Well, when they were young, we took them. There's a local Christian school, Christian Heritage, would test. They did a special day of testing just for homeschool students. And also in the early years, Middale Christian School tested Hannah and Ben. But you can find a Christian school, or you can contact companies like Bob Jones University. There are different places. It's good for you to have an idea as the parent how your child is doing. And mm-hmm. are they needing a little boost in a certain area like math, mm-hmm. or are they extremely strong in science, and do you want to accentuate that? Yes, it's too bad. The biggest complaint people have seemed to have had of homeschooling is the lack of socialization.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard that a lot in the early years. And in our early years, nobody homeschooled. And so people were very concerned. My father-in-law told me many years later that he was concerned that we might ruin his grandchildren. But, you know, by the time a couple of the children had become teenagers, uh-huh. he was so proud of them and pleased with their successes. And again, we don't claim credit for that. We did our best. We tried to be diligent. We used schedules, and we tried to be organized, and were very prayerful, and used as many resources, people in the church, people who were our friends, as we could find to help the children. But we know it was God who stepped in And today, another option, there are a lot of homeschool co-ops where people in the community who are talented, especially talented or even degreed in certain areas that a homeschool mom might feel inadequate for, you can take your children to the co-ops, and they have different situations, mm-hmm. but they can learn those areas and be helped in an area that you might not feel qualified for.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've noticed, Charlie and Debbie, that the homeschool families have such a special bond. I know I've been attending the games that my son Rick Gentry has been coaching with these homeschool students, elementary and middle school and high school, and as they sit in the stands, how there's such a camaraderie amongst them, and how they have this special fellowship, and even the kids do, and I just believe that that it's quite the opposite of what so many people who are on the outside looking in are thinking about homeschooling, because there is such a major opportunity for them to be involved in different activities and have the support of their entire family. You know, I'd like to pause just a moment. You were talking about your kids, your 32 years of homeschooling. I want to read a letter that your oldest daughter wrote, and I'm thankful that your children love the Lord. But she wrote a letter about you, Debbie. I want to read it right here from Hannah, your oldest daughter, who worked for Congresswoman in the state of Oklahoma, who's now, by the way, the governor of the state of Oklahoma. She said, back when I was young, impressionable, jumper-wearing child growing up under the tutelage of Bill Gothard and Patch the Pirate, there was a family which ranked among the gods in homeschooling circles. The McKim, she said. They had a bunch of children. I don't remember if it was 13 or 16. They were all beautiful. The mother was at times mistaken for one of her daughters, and they all sang together. The girls' names began with M, the guys with K. The McKim, she said, sent out a famous Christmas letter every year, and it was a mark of prestige among homeschool moms everywhere to be counted among those who received the McKim newsletter. A friend of my mom's once became discouraged by the letter until her husband told her not to be intimidated by it any longer. He said, you could write a letter like this too. All you do is leave out every flaw in the family and write all the good things down. That's what the McKims do, unquote. So my mom related that story to me. This is what Hannah's saying, and I still remember it probably 15 years later. Which is good, because I've been pondering the Proverbs 31 woman, a very disheartening thing. Seriously, she gets up while it is still dark, stays up late. She picks out wool and flax. What do you think? What do you make out of flax? Baskets. Makes thread, makes fabric, makes garments, bed coverings for her family, exports, belts, picks, buys, and plants a vineyard, imports her food, does a lot of cool stuff that makes her husband feel good, spouts wisdom, supports charity, works out, looks hot, wears designer clothes. Tell that to the lady with a five-month-old. It's depressing to think that I will never live up to Lemuel's mother's ideal of the wife of noble character, because I don't make baskets and have a home decorating business, a winery, a clothing line. No wonder her husband says you surpassed them all. That's not even a competition here. Folks, give up and go home. I read it again. She provides food for her family, portions for her servant girls. What an honor, Debbie, to have your daughter, who is now in her 30s, write a letter like that about her mother. Good job.
Deb had to step out for just a minute. We have the grandchild with us, and he needed to run out of the room for a minute.
Okay, so okay. Go ahead.
Taking the helm here.
So you endorse that letter, Charlie?
Yeah, I really do. And I want to be quick to add, because Hannah brought up really a good point here. You know, I don't want people to think we've done it all right and everything's been easy going. We've made a lot of mistakes, and our children have made a lot of mistakes. So just a word of encouragement, you know, We felt like homeschooling was what God wanted us to do, but it didn't always look like what we wanted it to look like. Our children have had, all of them have had struggles at one time or another, but we feel like in that, you know, they have always come back around and always looked to God, you know, in their times of difficulty. Mm-hmm. And even that is not true for all parents, except for the fact that God always has everybody, always has us in his hands. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we do what God called us to do, but we have to leave the results to him. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of what we're saying here are the, you know, the shining moments, you know, and what God has done and has done great things. But it hasn't always, certainly it hasn't been easy, but God has always showed up. And it has been, you know, such a great thing to be able to call on God and in that. And I believe maybe different for different people, but a lot of times we had to come to the place where we said, God, you called us to do this, and we're just going to trust you to see us through it. And there were a lot of times when that was, you know, what we had to stand on. But God always has shown up and been faithful. And when we look back over the years and look at the children and what God has done in their life, we just see, and that's what we say. We say, God, you did this. And we are just so thankful to God for what he's done. And also the people that he's put in our path. So many people that he has used to do, you know, different influence, from people that have hired the children to do different jobs and people who have taken the children and trained them in different areas, given them opportunities, opened doors for them. So that's been part of our story.
Well, that's great. Do you have any, Charlie, do you have any statistics about homeschooling, homeschools, what's going on, how it's growing? I know it's growing. Do you have any statistics about how many homeschoolers there are in America, in Oklahoma, any stats like that?
At present, there are about 2.3 million home-educated students in the United States up. And that's up from about, in 2010, there were about 2 million. It's growing, the statistics say, at about 2 to 8% every year, every few years. So it's been a constantly growing thing. I doubt if there's ever been a downswing, just for so many reasons, including the day that we live in, that parents say, you know, I want to take this responsibility on myself because it's more common and popular today, and there's so many resources available. Of course, when we started, there was no internet. There were no cell phones or anything like that. And now you can get any curriculum. You know, you have 20 sources for any curriculum you're interested in, as well as homeschool conventions now. The first homeschool convention we went to here in Oklahoma City, I think there were about, I don't know, 50 people. And it was just in a gym at a church on 8-foot tables, you know, people selling stuff. But now the Oklahoma City Convention, several thousand people and maybe hundreds of vendors there. And, you know, all the major cities, Dallas, Fort Worth, all the major cities have big homeschool conventions where the vendors like Bob Jones University, and I can't think of all of them offhand, but they have everything curriculum-wise you want, as well as different colleges will come and set up their booth and talk about their school and anything you want, math curriculum, English curriculum, any curriculum you can think of is available.
Well,
so it's come quite a way.
Yeah, it has. I agree with that. You know, my son, Rick Gentry, he took his team, several of his teams, to the state basketball tournament. He has for the past 3 years. And about 2 or 3 years ago, Gene and I made our way to Dallas, and we were absolutely amazed at the gifted athletes who were homeschoolers there, and the quality of competition among the girls and boys athletes, and the competitiveness, and just the friendliness and the warmth and the unity that you had, as well as the competitive spirit. And so, you know, I was quite impressed at now what the homeschool association has to offer. And you know, I wanted you guys to be on because school is has started in some areas and is about to start in some other areas, and there may be some parents that are just contemplating, what do I do? Do I send my kids to a public school or a Christian school, or am I going to take this responsibility? And I know that it is a step of faith, because you go off. Charlie, you have a full-time workload, and Debbie stays at home, and how, you know, with that many students at one time coming home in the evening, and Debbie had been teaching all day, and how did your evenings look? I mean, how did you arrange all of that to handle it? And evidently you did.
When I would come home, generally the school day would be finished, but there would be other activities that were still to be done. I'm glad you mentioned athletics, because that's a big concern for a lot of homeschoolers. Well, I want my child to play this sport or whatever. They're out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there are men who are homeschoolers who are very gifted and qualified, just like Rick, that in football or volleyball or baseball or whatever, and they start homeschool leagues, mm-hmm. you know, in the yeah. cities, and coaches and parents just pick up the ball mm-hmm. and say, yeah, this is, I'm going to make this available to the homeschool community. In our family, I think we had 6 children in gymnastics at the same time. And so that, you know, occupied a significant amount of our time in travel and in sitting in the gym. Hmm. A lot of times the children would bring their books and they would do their homework in the gym or wherever. So sometimes there was homework to be done, or we were very active at church also. So, you know, Sunday evenings, Wednesday nights were always church nights, as well as another activity that the church may have during the week.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing is that's very helpful with homeschooling is that you actually have more time available, where a child who is really interested in a sport or music or art or anything in particular, if he went to a regular school setting, that school has to be geared toward, you know, an average young person, mm-hmm. and they're busy for all the hours they're in school, and then they're given all this homework to take home, and some of them work until they collapse in bed at night, and the children don't have what we would call free time, time to think and time to dream, mm-hmm. whereas in a homeschool setting, the parents are free, and the children have the freedom under their parents' authority to pursue the things that really matter to them.
Yeah.
2 of our boys were not strong academic people. Like, they did not enjoy sitting down and doing book work at the desk all the time. Mm-hmm. And we were able to take the things they did like, bugs and animals and outdoors, and gear our teaching, whether it was history or science or math or English, gear it toward their interests, mm-hmm. which would pique their curiosity and cause them to learn. But they were learning at their pace and toward their interest. Excuse me, so you're more flexible? I'm sorry.
So you had more flexibility to gear your curriculum and your studies to where the interests of the children were. Our boys were very interested in outdoors and camping and that type of stuff. Our church had a program, a scouting program called Royal Rangers, and the highest level in Royal Rangers is called the Gold Medal of Achievement, which is equivalent to the Eagle Scout. And so that was part of our curriculum, was incorporating, and it takes about 7 years for them to go through all the merit badges and everything that they have to do for that. So, you know, 30 minutes or an hour a day was always dedicated to, you know, in pursuing that Gold Medal of Achievement or the mm-hmm. Eagle Scout, as some people might recognize that achievement. And so, and our boys always enjoyed that. Our two girls in the girls program at our church did their Honor Star, and that was their achievement. And then both girls did that, and all six of the boys were able to achieve their Gold Medal of Achievement. And so they, a lot of outdoors and hunting and camping and that kind of stuff, wow. The boys were able to do.
Well, Charlie, how rewarding it must be to be able to sow into your children, watch them grow. I know that it took a lot of discipline with you both. I know that took a lot of discipline as a mother and a father. And
I was going to say, you know, when Charlie came home, when the children were young, he was very willing, you know, and sometimes he had to work long hours. But if it wasn't a very late day, he would come home and just jump right in and play with the children so I could get dinner ready. Or if it was a different situation, he might start work on dinner so that mm-hmm. I could finish up routines of something I was doing. Because, of course, homeschooling, you don't want to teach the kids, you know, mm-hmm. 12 hours a day, even though it's tempting because you want them to learn everything. But with you can teach some, they will learn so much more in less time because it's a one-on-one tutorial type system. Mm-hmm. And so the actual academic teaching doesn't need to extend so long as it might in a public school where that's the only option. And that's one reason your children have more opportunity mm-hmm. for the sports and the music and the other interests they might have.
Wow.
And I want to be sure and say, no one should be disheartened. You know, my degree, my four-year degree is in Christian education. You do not have to have a degree. You don't have to have any college to be able to homeschool. A lot of homeschool parents, there are many who don't even have a high school degree, but a lot of them do not have a four-year degree or a PhD, though some do. The homeschool community is so broad. It just comes from every area of society, upper level economically, the lower level, the middle class, and the minorities are gaining and home educating. But you can teach your children. You have more desire and motivation to teach your child than mm-hmm. anyone else would have because you love them and really want them to succeed.
Yeah.
For that reason, a lot of children who might have learning difficulties or behavioral difficulties find that their parents are better able to teach them than even some kind of professional. And you might be able to get help from some professionals, but it doesn't mean necessarily that you can't homeschool.
Hey, I want to say that you guys are quite awesome, and your kids are. I know that Gene and I remember a particular time that your whole family came to spend the night with us. We went out to eat, and of course we observed how well-disciplined and well-mannered that your children were. What an honor to be able to train your children and watch them grow up and be productive. I mean, to get into the Air Force Academy, that is not easy. Tulsa University, so forth and so on. But you guys have done a great job. I want to do something that I don't know if I've ever done before. And I don't want you to give me an answer on the program today, but I'm going to offer both of you a weekly broadcast, homeschool broadcast on BPN Radio, that you can either do it live and take questions and or you can record it, and we will play it once a week because y'all have so much to offer homeschool parents. They need your information. 32 years, and you guys have stood the test of time. So I want you to pray about hosting a homeschool program every week on BPN Radio. We can either record it, and you can put it in Dropbox. We'll play it at a certain time, or you can just do it live, and you'll have to have some recording equipment where people could actually call in and communicate with you. So you guys pray about that. How can people contact you, Charlie and Debbie Barton? What is the information? Your contact info.
Email. I'll give our email address.
Okay.
The email address is, I'll say it and then I'll spell it out.
Okay.
It's sunrisewg@spcglobal.net. Sunrise is spelled sonrisewg@spcglobal.net.
Okay.
That'll be the best way to contact us, and,
okay,
and we can move on from there if needed.
Okay. sunrisewg@spcglobal.net, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll repeat that a little bit later on, too. Well, it's been a joy to have you guys on. I'm very honored, and I wish I'd had you on before. Y'all are so full of information. I know you personally, and I know you as a wonderful couple, and I'm so thankful that I've been able to be a part of your lives, and we're going to look forward to hearing more from you here on BPN Radio as we broadcast across America and around the world. Every guest that we have on BPN Radio, we request them to pray. We don't have a guest if they're not willing to pray. So I know both of you know how to pray. And if you could just spend some time praying for the homeschool parents that are listening today, if you would pray for these parents, I would be thankful and grateful. So when you're ready, you can go for it. I'll listen and set myself in agreement with you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we bring before you these parents, these mommies and daddies, and some are older, but they are in the most strategic place in life because the children are so important. You said, let the little children come unto me and forbid them not. And Father, there is an aggressive attack against our families and against our children. And yet we face what in our minds is a mountain. But, oh Lord, that mountain has it's defined. It's only a mountain. But, Lord, your grace and your power and your strength and your sovereignty and your peace and your wisdom is infinite. The mountain has boundaries, but there's no boundaries, Father, to your provision and your answers and your love for us, O Lord. So we call upon you today, asking for help in our time of need. And what time we are afraid, we will put our trust in you. And we thank you, Father, because when we are in distress, you just become bigger to us, Father, bigger than whatever our problem is. Like that mountain says, bigger than all my problems, bigger than all my fears. God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. So, Father, we just speak this encouragement to these parents today who are looking at this, not sure if they can do it. But, Father, you can through us. So we put our trust in you.
And, Father, I specifically pray for the moms. And Lord, at the times they feel all alone with their children, that you will just lift up their hands when they hang down and the feeble knees, that you will strengthen them, and that you will show them this is the way. They will hear your voice behind them saying, this is the way, when they turn to the left or to the right. Guide each parent, Lord, to know your plan for them, and then assure them, give them confidence that as they trust in you with all their heart, not leaning to their own understanding, but in all their ways, acknowledging you, you are directing their steps day by day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we just believe you for good fruit from each of the families represented in this listening audience. Amen.
Thank you very much, Charlie and Debbie Barton, Oklahoma City, and hope to have you back on real soon. Thank you for being on today.
Thank you so much. And may we say we love and appreciate you so much.
Oh,
way back
you.
When I was a college student, you took me in and allowed me to do my big end of the year graduation project
my in-service training. I couldn't graduate without it, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you, and Gene. We love your family. And Hannah was prayed in on Darla's birthday. Darla prayed until she came a day early.
That's right.
And we love your family, every one of them. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And once again, you have spoken into each of our children's lives, and we have that written down and bring that to remembrance often. So thank you so much. You have been such an integral part of our family.
Oh, thank you, Charlie and Debbie Barton. That's what makes it worth it all. God bless you both, and send our greetings to your children. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Here on the bank I stand, but in the water is the hope of man. Unclean, I fall before you now. Jesus, come wash me inside out. I'm running to the water now. I'm running to the water now, and I'm lost in your love and your mercy. Lord, your beauty is so overwhelming. I'm thankful for your truth. I'm so in love with you, my Jesus. Come wash me inside out. to me, Lord, yeah.
Begin to